A guten Erev Shabbos. Parshas Bishalach. The emes is that has a lot of soydis that are buried, that are tomun, that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. First of all, we know that for some reason Kriyas Yamsuf is a chelik of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mamisha, it's a gush echad with Yetzias Mitzrayim to such a degree that Leil Pesach, there's an Indian to be misapel in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisi Hayam. Even though L'chayri, the Nisi Hayam was a nest that happened in the Midbo. It was a chilp between that and the nest from Amalek. Grada was Mitzrayim, it's true. But we already left Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim chased us is no different than Amalek chased us. Right? Meaning, why is that part of Yetzias Mitzrayim? But the more you're mimic, the more you delve in to Kriyas Yamsuf, you realize that the Iker Yetziah, the main Yetziah, wasn't until the Kriyas Yamsuf. We discussed last week the whole Biza, the Medrash and Shir HaShirim, that the main Biza was the Biza Sayah. Doesn't give any Iker Biza. You have to know Bechlau what we needed the Biza's Mitzrayim for, right? The main Biza's Mitzrayim was Alayam. The Chassam Sofer is medayik in many places that we weren't called bnei bonav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu till Kriyas Yamsuf. We weren't called the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You look at whenever we describe Kriyas Yamsuf in the davening, Hamavir bonav ben Yisrael Yamsuf. The level of ben we first reached by Kriyas Yamsuf. So really the Iker Yitzia, and it could be that's why the main Biza was by the Yam, because the Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim was by the Yam. Right? That was the Iker Yitzia. And there's so many other inyonim that are kosher to this idea. Hagam that we said Halal Mitzrayim according to the Yerushalmi. The Iker Shir was the Shir al Yam, not the Shir in Kriyas Yamsuf, in Eretz Mitzrayim. Even though L'chayr, that was the Gula. The Gula was Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Iker Shira, the Shir of Lasid Lava, is the Shir of the Yosher. The Shir we say every day is the Shir of the Yosher. Right? So somehow, the Yamsuf, this was the Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim. This was the highest level. Takaras HaShiv Chalayam, HaShaloy Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Tremendous amount is Tomun in the Kriyas Yamsuf. So because of that, it's incumbent on us to extract Vosa Given, what was the godless of Kriyas Yamsuf? How could we ourselves be Maila ourselves to understand this Madrega, that there's a Madrega to be had that Yetzias Mitzrayim couldn't give us? Only the Yam. I'll bring you another Raya. Years ago, I said over a Kedushas Levi, I'm sure the Menal remembers because the Menal said, isn't it a Mesha Chochma? It's both. It's a Mesha Chochma and a Kedushas Levi. Remember, the Menal remembers which one. By the Yam. The Kedushas Levi and the Mesha Chochma both ask the same question. If you have a Kasha cipher in the Kedushas Levi inside the Mesha Chochma, it means you have the ganze Welt and everything in the middle. They both ask the same Kasha. By the Kriyas Yamsuf, it says what? It says, Amayim loim choymo. So Chazal tell us, Al tikri choymo, Elochemo. That the Yam was hesitant. Halolo if they ever deserve. Halolo if they ever deserve. Ask the Kedushas Levi. So I don't understand. What about a Mitzrayim? Chol b'nei Yisrael lo yobim lo yishoy seyem lo yechatz kelev lo shoynoi lo yimeis mi miknei Yisrael ad echot. The ganze parashas boy, the ganze parashas ve'era is full of makas that happened to Mitzrayim. Ulchol b'nei Yisrael lo yobim lo yishoy seyem. So what's new? Why didn't the Malachim scream over there? Punk now by the Yam, they're screaming. So the Kedushas Levi says that until the Yam, there wasn't Machloikas. By the Yam, it says, Nispau the Yisrael Abba Kites. He says, if there's Machloikas, then it's a Kitrug on Klaiz. Kolzman, there's no Machloikas in Klaiz, or the Malachim can't be Makatrik. As I said. Now, if you look in the Meshe Chochme, by Yosem Parsha, he says the same thing. He says, Was ist Pshat? Talanisim she'osolem bo'itziyom in Mitzrayim loitoan. L'chore, they were much worse. In Mitzrayim, we were mamish mem tashare tume. Zogt im eshechochmo mishim da'agam do'yu nishchosim kemo yishovdu avidezoro vifru bismile avul mushorim hoyu b'midis. So you oyavim zeze ayin b'michil te pashas boy. V'lochein b'tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisenis. We were one tzibur. A tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles. Avu b'mayim shenechluku la'abar kitois. M'meil el tzorich lodun oisem ki yichidim. What do you think of Meshachach? The same Yisoid as the Kedushas Levi. Says it in a more litfish oifen. But the same Yisoid. Side of Kedushas Levi, say Meshachach. Or b'chob an ander reshayel. La'ach ha'divrehem. Obviously, so if we managed for 210 years and we were able to leave Mitzrayim ki'ishach ha'balei ve'echot, mit achtus, nishkivenkin, there wasn't period. What happened now by the Yam? Why now by the Yam is all of a sudden is the first official machlekes in Klal Yisrael? Why? What's the pshat in them? The whole guf akash. The teretz is that that's all part of the all part of what I'm telling you. The sultan is the mekatrig when you have the highest opportunity. The yamsev was the highest opportunity. Hot the sultan don't nachan gekriegt. The sultan came in to try to be ma'ira kitrig in Klal Yisrael, machlekes in Klal Yisrael. The opportunity itself, they say over from Bochon of Asaman, that he told over his son, Reb Simcha. Reb Simcha was an unbelievable, what he did in the whole world. It's Nerva Oyim, the Sipurim of Reb Simcha. It's unbelievable. They say that Reb Simcha of Asaman was Zeicha, the last year of the Chavetz Chaim. He went into the Chavetz Chaim after Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur, he walked out, he said goodbye, took leave from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim called him back then, and he told him, Simcha, you should know, now, by Bias Mashiach, not one yid is going to be forgotten. Ad kan dvor of HaKadosh. So if Simcha left from that meeting with the Chavetz Chaim, so Chavetz Chaim was giving me a shlichus, ich kenish me yai zayin avin. People don't know how much Torah Reb Simcha Vassaman is responsible. Neurav Oyim. He lived without his wife. She was in Detroit. He was in California. I don't know for how long. For tkufas. They have a letter that he said, Akshen Adkan, you know, it's not fair to his wife. Sent her a letter. And she sends him back. You know, they didn't have children. Simcha didn't have children. She sends him back. She says, listen, we don't have children. Klal Yisrael are children. And you're being Moilud Bonim over there. Bonim Lamorkim. Stay. I'm staying here. You're staying. She was supporting. She was working, teaching over there. And also big salary. And that's how they so he said over from his father Abul Chanan. The Abul Chanan asked the Gevaldige Kasha. Abul Chanan asked, it says in this week's parsha, "Vayelchu shloishes yomim v'lo imotzu mayim." They went 3 days. They couldn't find water. So Chazal tell us, "Ein mayim elo Torah." They went 3 days without Torah. Frekta Abul Chanan. Omad Moshe, v'tikin lam kriyas haTorah. Moshe was mesakin kriyas haTorah. We shouldn't go 3 days without her. Ferka b'chanach fashtenish. Vayochu 210 years without her. Vayochu 210 years without her. Now it's emergency. Gimu yomim. Vayochu shloishes yomim. What's with the 210 years? Wasn't Matan Torah yet? Bishloim after Matan Torah. Shani do adin v'gisa b'yom v'layla. V'shinantam v'dibartabam. We didn't get yet the Chayvas Talmud Torah. Right? So Elamai Stam, the mile of Torah. So what would Moshe wake up now? So Abul Chanan said, when a person reaches a Madrega of Kriyas Yamsuf, he's in a much bigger sakana. The Yetzahar is going there to pull you in the worst places. Your mamish in a sakana. The higher the opportunity, the more Yetzah springs to mind. Yetz Kemenish Gein Gimel Yom without her. After Kriyas Yamsuf, you can't go Gimel Yamim without her. Because after Kriyas Yamsuf, so here you see from the Meshech Chochma that before the Yam, there was a new Yetzahar of Machlokes that for Epis we managed for 210 years. There was no Arba Kitos. All of a sudden now is Arba Kitos. opportunity. So this all, I'm not saying this as an answer. This is all part of the kasha. What happened here by the yam? What was so miyuchad? What's the given azay miyuchad by the yam? That such a madrega that all the forces were coming to stop it. What's the given? So I'll tell you with the hair that I was thinking. It also explains why after the yam we had the Maila Parnosa, the Parshas Hamon. This week, you know how many shailos I got about Parshas Hamon on Tuesday? I can't even tell you. Somebody asked me where this minig came from. So I told him this whole minig is Anaya minig. Naya, I don't mean the last 10 years, but it's Anaya, relatively Naya minig. In Rishonim, in Shulchan Aruch, in Tur, in the Goinim, there was an Indian to say Parshas Hamon every day. They wanted to put into the Yud Gimel Ikra, Parshas Hamon. So given up Sanai Achsidish Azach. So given Achsidish Azach to say Parshas Hamon on Tuesday, Parshas B'Shalach. The Rabbeinu B'Chai in this week's Parsha says that there's Avtocha, that somebody says Parshas Hamon every day, he will have Mizaynus. Okay, he won't have any Choysim Mizaynus. So they state. The Tashbis writes, I'm ready to Maftiach somebody. It says Parshas Hamon every day. But there's the Achsidish Avot from whatever, the last 200 years, that Tuesday, Parshas Peshalach, Shnayim Mikovecha Targum. One of them, before Chatzos, after Chatzos. So I can't even tell you how many shalos I got. How to say it, what to say it, Shnayim Mikovecha Targum. First the Mikra, then the Targum. Both Mikras before the Targum. Is it like Shnayim Mikovecha Targum? One person heard from a Rav, it counts towards the Shnayim Mikovecha Targum. The other person heard from the Rav, it doesn't count, because it's being said first school. So it doesn't count for Shnayim Mikovecha Targum. I said, what's the big deal, Parshas Hamon? So say it twice. Say it once for this, and say it once for that. He said, no, because according to the Rav, that you are Yetzir Shnayim Mikovecha Targum, the whole segula is that it's Peteris Shnayim Mikovecha Targum. I said, maybe make the Tanai from Reb Kivega. It's very busy with this. Very busy, right? But the question is that this the ganze, the whole schutz of the mon, we also only got after Kriyas Yamsuf. It was also through the maimed of Kriyas Yamsuf. What was here in the schadish? By the Kriyas Yamsuf, there was some new madrega of Osmot Gehat that we didn't have before this. What was the schadish here? So this year, it's a bamerkt, to me, a possible pshat that there's many, many ways to learn. You know, I always understood that the Kriyas Yamsuf and something that Klai Yisrael themselves did. Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. In other words, in Mitzrayim, given we watched. We watched Yeshua's Hashem. We didn't have to do. So that was the way, that was my Mabat, Chabalim Ofashtanen, that if you don't do something, if you don't do, it's not going to happen. You have to do so. In order to reach a Madrega, you have Tabel B'nai Yisrael V'Yisrael. Here Klal Yisrael, unlike all the Makas in Mitzrayim, here Klal Yisrael themselves, Zeim Zechar Eingelegt. But even this pshat, if the Olam remembers the dimyon I gave the dimyon to the war. During the war, during this was Desert Storm. Most of you are too young to remember that war. But during Desert Storm in 91, so there were big shilas then in Iraq, if they should go in on the ground, if they should continue bombing, because they first there was an air campaign. For months and months they were bombing from the air. And then, after it was weakened, they went in by ground. It turned out that they surrendered right away. Didn't end up being an impressive ground war. Should they go in on ground? Should they not go in on ground? So I was going into to the west side to give my Thursday. I was giving a Thursday night cheer in the west side. I was in the car and I'm hearing CBS. And they're asking people on the street to where I was going. They were interviewing people in Manhattan. What should they do? Mama, should they go over to stop every battling in the street? John, should they continue the... If I was walking down the street in Manhattan, the guy came over to me and asked me, I said, so what do you hold? I would say, I have no idea. I don't begin to have any idea, Bechlal. So what do you want from me? Every guy gave a Vaday opinion. Not a Suffolk opinion. Every guy gave a vada. There wasn't one person who said, you know, I'm not really sure. Definitely continue the air campaign. Definitely. And I said, no, absolutely not. They softened all the targets already. And the only thing we could do now is buy ground. What's the garishka? You have no idea what you're talking about. What's the tzachta? That week's the chpamer, dosa the pshat. That was by the Yamsuf, right? The pshat is, Kolzman, what's pshat? When they go to a person in the street, say, what should they do? This person, this John, what's face tell from them? He knows at night, he sits down with his wife by supper, and he watches on the television, he watches the Muhammad. So what is it? It's a video game. What's in the gaya to him? It's a video game. Watching planes bombing. So some people, it's ganz geschmack, keep the air campaign going. Say geschmack. The other one said, nein, it's time to change the cartridge here. I watched it enough already. Now let's do ground. The ganze Sache given a Spielacht. The people on the ground, they were schwitzing. They were sweating on it. Right? So I said, the pshat is, in Mitzrayim, Tzfadeya, Akini, Morev, what do you mean? Sigven Ba'uz HaShpilach, Sasher Salalti B'Mitzrayim. By the Yam, we had to dabble in this Oviso, so we, from that we grew. From that we grew. Pratzkel Abramsky brings on a Chassidish Pshat in this week's parasha. He says he said it over to Reb Chaim. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim. He said over to Reb Chaim Briska, and Reb Chaim said, it's not Pshat and Pasuk, or B'Sayim Esavot. The Chassidus Shavart, Reb Chaskel heard the Chassidus Shavart. The Chassidus Shavart was, it says, V'lo yochlu lishtes mayim imor ki marmeim, v'yireo Hashem eitz, v'yashlech al amayim, v'yim tuku amayim. So he says, v'os pshat, this was the word that Reb Chaskel heard. It says, v'yireo Hashem eitz, zokte eitz, ein eitz ele eitz. Why? V'lo yochlu lishtes mayim imor ki marmeim. Mayim, the Chazal tells Torah. Chazal didn't, the Klal Yisrael didn't have a time in Torah. Lo yuchlu lishtes mayim imor. Vayireu Hashem eitz, et eibish to gegeben Moshe Rabbeinu an eitz, what was the eitz? Vayashlech el amoyim. Medaf arayin springen. You have to jump in. If you're going to stand outside and all the people say they don't have a geshmak out in learning, they never jumped into Torah. There's no person that jumped into Torah was not nishken geshmak in learning. Reb Dov Yafes Atzal said this over from the Chazon Ish. He said he heard that the Chazon Ish said it's harder to learn 6 hours a day than to learn 18 hours a day. Atkan, to learn 6 hours a day is harder than learning 18 hours a day. So Dave Yaffa said when he heard it, Peshem the Chazon Ish, he said it makes no sense. It's harder to learn 6 hours a day. He couldn't understand it. He said, but I couldn't measure it myself because I learned more than 6 hours and I never learned 18 hours a day. The Chazon Ish learned 18 hours a day. He never learned 6 hours a day. But he said, Lamaisa, Chazon Ish veist. He decided. He said, yes, the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish confirmed. It's easier to learn 18 than 6. Chazon Ish then said, ich achzog a mail from them. If I stay in the shea, a mensch can learn in 6. I don't understand how a person can learn 6 hours a day. I don't understand. 18 hours, I understand. 6 hours, I don't understand. 6 hours a day, he says, so azevi mizitzt, you're sitting in a pakak. 6 hours a day, it's like you're sitting in traffic. You sit in traffic, you go mishuga, right? You sit in traffic for an hour, you go crazy. You go on a trip, and you go to Vermont. You drive for 3 hours, you get the cars 3 hours, you drive to Vermont. Came in the stone. Sit in traffic? 18 hours, I know. I could be in learning, finished. The distraction, 6 hours, then come back, and leave learning, and come back to learning, and other... That means I have a whole other world besides for learning. That's traffic. That would just disturb me. It can be a person who learns 6 hours a day. I don't understand the whole thing, he says. That would be like sitting in traffic. It's like sitting in traffic for 6 hours. 18 hours, there's no traffic. I'm holding and learning. That's it. Musik. So Reb Chaskel said when he told us over to the Reb Chaim Briskel, so B'chaim Briska said, Pshat and Posek, it's not. Tayyarehu Hashem Eitz, Ein Eitz Elo Eitz, or B'sayim Esavot. That's what the B'chaskel said that B'chaim Briska told. So L'maisa, the bottom line is that when Klal Yisrael came to the Yam, they had to do themselves. It's true. But it hit me as a andere vort. It's a different vort here. And this is what I think the vort is. One of the biggest nisyonos we have in life is when we don't understand something. And that's a nisyon in everything. That's a nisyon in learning. One of the nisyonos in learning is when a person doesn't have, when you have a avon in a sugya, when you understand it, you have an unbelievable geschmack. It gives you a geschmack. It makes you want to learn the next sugya. Right? When you don't, when you have a kasha, when you don't understand the sugya, it's machlish you. Shmiras ha-mitzvahs. There's nothing that where a person is more upgeschwach by a mitzvah than if he has a kasha. You don't understand it. Chvashtein ish del mitzvah. Chvashtein ish del mitzvah. That's the biggest, that's what a person has a chalishis. When you have a parent like I have, Baruch Hashem, I never had a kasha on Kibbutz Avim. I never once in my life had a hero. Why is there such a mitzvah in Kibbutz Avim? Because I'm a tzaddik? No, weil ich gucke auf meine Eltern und sage, Chabit. Kuloi oimer kovoid. Right? But I deal with people every day that have big kashas on Kibbutz. Because they don't have parents like I have. And they look and they go, this, does tafach Muhammad say? This I have to honor. This I have to honor. This is they're abusive to me. They're hurtful to me. This I honor. Right? And you go in life, every time you have a kasha, that's where the biggest shvachkeit is. And the biggest steiging, as mefreknish can kashas. When you continue and you dismiss the kasha, that's the biggest madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu gekumen to be goyel klal Yisrael. The whole shlav ha-geula, we didn't have kashas. Dom, tzfadeya, kinim, no kashas. Even korban pesach, that was my kasha on my vort by Kriyas Yamsuf. Korban pesach, klal Yisrael mesaken themselves. Chazal tell us they took in the took in avodah zarah from the goyim. Vloyish chetu. So we put ourselves in the sakana Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? But still we didn't reach the madrega. You know why? Modishkeit can kashas. As negate, you go weiter without kashas. There's a ceiling how much you're going to steig. If your shmiras hatorah of our mitzvahs is where there's no kashas, that's your ceiling. That's how high a madrega you're going to reach. Does it does. All of a sudden, all of a sudden the plan changed. All of a sudden, everything we saw for the last year, the shlava geula one after the other, and in Mitzrayim, we said, halul avde Hashem v'lo avde paroi, it's over, we're finished. Mit amo v'yehofech levav paroi. Now, Pari's coming after us. Everything we witnessed, Akash on everything we saw. Now, if you can overcome this, if Dabel B'nai Yisrael V'Yisrael, now if you can overcome the Kasha, now you're going to reach a whole new madrega that you weren't able to reach. When you Avodas Hashem surpasses Kashas, when your Avodas Hashem doesn't allow you to stop, when you have a question, that's the highest madrega. That's when you go to the highest madrega. I told a bacha recently, he said, everything in yeshiva I understand except for Seder Matzah Shabbos. That's his whole kashin Yiddishkeit. Yud Gimel Likrim, no problem. Seder Matzah Shabbos, that's his biggest kashin. Lemaisa, when you overcome a kasha, thus is the hechste madrega. That's the highest madrega a person could reach. And that's why Nasu Bonim Lamakim. Thus is Nasu Bonim Lamakim. The only one that could be Ovid without Kashas is a son. A Bechina of a Ben, you could be Ovid without a Kasha. An Evid frekt Kashas. An Evid asks questions. A Ben doesn't ask questions. It could be that's the Pshap is Manshi Yisrael Oysim Gutsoin Ishul Mokam Nikuban. Doesn't just mean Oysim Gutsoin Ishul Mokam means. It's Rotzon Hashem, by me it doesn't shtim. It's shtim nish by me. When I'm a kaim a mitzvah where it fits my Rotzon also, I'm still Kori Avodim. Ich bin noch aus, I'm still a slave. But when my Avodah goes to the level where I have kashas, But does look the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm a kayim rotzayin Hashem because it's rotzayin Yishol Mokim? Nasu bonim. Hamav Rabbeinu begizri Yamsuf. That was the Madrega we reached by Kriyas Yamsuf. Does it give him the Madrega that we reached by Kriyas Yamsuf. And there's no Shaila. That's why Mizaynois of Shalodom is Hukshu to Kriyas Yamsuf. Koshim can Kriyas Yamsuf. Hukshu, what's my Koshim? What's my Koshim? No person in the world goes through life without kashas on parnasa, without having times in life where they have kashas to parnasa, where it's coming, how it's coming, it looks like they're having a bad tkufa. Nobody. There's nobody goes through life that didn't have kashas on parnasa. But how do you deal with your kashas on parnasa? How do you deal with it? If it's with emunah, you're zoichet amon. If you're a ben, you're zoichet amon. That's why the mon followed the darg of Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is the first time we were mashrish in ourselves, as nishdok and kashas if they're Rabbanu Shalom. Our avodas Hashem, there's no kashas. It's dabril b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. The mahalach of avodas Hashem is we are here to be m'mali rotzon Hashem. And adarabba, the less we understand it, the higher madrega we're going to reach. The more you say, and if you go through life and your whole shmiras hamitzvahs is perfect, except for when you have kashas, you're an amateur. You're an amateur. You're an evet. You're an amateur. If your level of avodas Hashem surpasses kashas, that's when you reach the level of amav bonav gizli yamsuf.